Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, help me say.
is about believing. Believing means trusting in the word of God. Believing means acting on the word of God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to first of all, thank Pastor Bill for carrying on yesterday. Haven't had a chance to listen to the broadcast yet, but I'm sure as she normally do, she did a great job. Also, before I really get into everything, I'm going to say thank you twice and all those that helped her on yesterday as well. But I want to thank God for Minister Robinson. He showed up for my surgery. That was an awesome surprise. And really, I'm thankful for that. He pulled one on me. He was there in the waiting room the whole time, from the time I went in to the time I came out. And I didn't get out to 5 o'clock. So we left here at 9 something. Got back at about, well, I guess 5:30 something to 6. But anyway, he was there that whole time, and it was a real surprise for me. I thank him so much, and I praise God for it, because he, I'm gonna tell y'all, don't too many people pull one on. He pulled one on. Okay, and
right.
I'm gonna ask Pastor Bill. You should be so kind to give us a word of prayer and kind of be on standby. I'm in a little pain, but hey, it ain't nothing that I can't live with. God ain't gonna put no more on me than I can bear. So I'm gonna ask Pastor Miller, sure, give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into this lesson.
Amen, amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. We're so happy to hear from our pastor this morning. Amen. This afternoon, and thanking him for the song he played. Amen. And so we can say goodbye to our sorrow, goodbye to our pain, goodbye to our troubles. Amen. And I like that song because it say he has not given us, in other words, the spirit of fear. Amen. So we're saying goodbye to fear because it say you ain't welcome here. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5 and verses 16 through 19. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We come before you giving you thanks, Father God, for being with our pastor as he went through surgery and came out of surgery. And we just thank you, Father God, that you're healing him, Father God, totally and completely, Father God. And we're thankful for all those who was with him on yesterday, Minister Robinson and also his daughters. And we just pray that, you know, we will continue to hold our pastor up in prayer as he recovers, Lord. Lord, we thanking you for all those who helped yesterday and shared a word and participated, and we give you thanks for them as well. So, Father God, we ask you to continue to our pastor as he teaches the word, and continue, Lord, to help us to have our hearts open to receive the word. And, Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those that are going through and those who are bereaved, Father God. For you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And you said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And you will supply all of our needs, Father God. But, Father God, we're standing on your word, Father God, because we know there is nothing impossible for you to do. Now, Lord, bless each and every one. Be with those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer, Father God. And as you have your way, use Pastor and all of us, Holy Ghost, that we will be the children you're calling for in these days. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Also, my son came back. Hello.
Praise God. Amen. That's a blessing, Pastor.
My son came back. And mm-hmm. a few minutes ago, just as the broadcast came on, got me to do the broadcast, and he said he understood it because the word of God is important. The word of God is just that important. That tried to get good. I wasn't able to get next to Pastor because she, well, you know what I mean, get to her. She would have carried on from me, but I didn't have no time. He was just here right at 12. But anyway, that's another story. I thank God my three of my daughters was here for the surgery. They just showed me all kinds of love, and I would be remiss. Some of them even took off work and came here. And so that means quite a bit to me that they left jobs. Mm-hmm. They hugged, came with them, and that was a great thing. And be here with their wives or they be with their daddy. So
that's,
I thank God. I'm just not missing anything today. I got so much, so I'm going to table it there. Maybe I'll say the rest of it on Thankful Thursday. But I just want my daughters to know I appreciate them because they didn't have to leave their jobs and come here. They didn't have to take off. And then their husbands didn't have to come with them. So I truly appreciate it.
That is such a blessing. Man, God bless. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We're going to turn to Montana. And I just, you know, actually, when I think about it, we could start with the fourth verse. I'm going to read in different verses here. But I want to read, because it's all about belief. And this is believing the word, letting it be the final authority. So, Romans 10, and we're going to do verse by verse. We're going to read verse by verse. We'll start with Romans 10 and 4. That's Pastor Shea, read it out to King James. Then we'll do Romans 10 and 9 and 10 and 11. So if you'd be so kind, read Romans 10 and 4, then jump to Romans 10, 9, 10, and 11. And then I'll give you the rest of them.
Okay, Pastor. Amen. Reading from the King James. For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Amen. For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And verses 9 through 11. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen.
Verse 14. And verse 16.
Okay. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Amen.
Amen. And this sort of brings us to our question, which is the difference between knowing and believing. And Minister Robinson brought up a good point. He'd rather have knowing over believing. And that makes a lot of sense, brother and sister. Because see, when you know a thing, you can act on it. But you can't believe something without knowing something. And how are you going to believe in something you never knew about? So that's what Romans 10 is talking about. Okay, you want me to believe in God, but you ain't told me nothing about him. You ain't gave me no knowledge about your God. You just give me some knowledge, something I can know.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't believe Christ is the end of the law unless you got knowledge. How you want me to believe that? How you want me to believe Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth? Well, how I'm going to believe?
Somebody
got to test me. According to what Roman's saying here, somebody got to tell me.
Yeah.
How you want me to believe in him in whom they have not believed? How you want me to believe in him in whom I've not known? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? So you got to teach. You got to give them knowledge. Then he says, how can you preach without a preacher? I mean, none of this stuff come without knowledge.
Amen.
So that brings us to what we've been talking about. And let me put it in the right context. Knowing and believing are different words. They are often used in religious teaching. And like I told you all, it's all the way across the world, people. It's about knowing. And then what does knowing mean? Knowing means that you possess knowledge. And you are. And let me tell you, some knowledge, because I got to stop there. I don't know if we're going to talk about it there or not. But some knowledge have to be scrutinized.
Mm-hmm.
That, like even that. If I, that's why God said, prove me. Prove me this day. So some knowledge has to be scrutinized to see if what you're talking about is real or not.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to say you know that thing if you hadn't checked it out? So that's to possess knowledge. That's what it means to possess knowledge. And yes, you can debate it. It has been debated. And most things are debated before it become true. So here's what I'm saying. Truth, then knowledge. Because you got the truth. From that truth, you get the true knowledge. You don't want to just get knowledge without truth.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Amen.
So truth and knowledge, but knowledge come with true knowledge. Belief then come with the fact that you have the knowledge. So, yes, you can believe. You can act on it. You can act intelligently because you got mm-hmm. truth, you got knowledge, and you can believe, and therefore you're knowing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
See, because believing means that you have accepted something to be true, or you are confident, on the other hand, that you have trust in it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have trust in it. Now, like I was talking about that chair, you know, you have knowledge that that's a chair, but do you trust mm-hmm. it?
See, okay.
Sometimes people, they'll see the chair, they got knowledge of the chair. Now, the question is, do they believe it'll hold them up?
Mm-hmm.
A lot more knowledge. So, there were about four things I'm going to get into this week pertaining to that. The first thing is, like I said, is it possible to know something and not believe it? So we want to get into that. There are going to be some points that's going to be argued, because philosophy argued these points. To know that a person can know that something is true unless that person believes that it's true. Other philosophers believe, having argued that it is possible to know that something is true without believing that it is. So we're gonna deal with that one. We're gonna deal with that one. Next, we're gonna deal with believing is not the same as knowing. Now, I need to really underline that, because a lot of people think they know, therefore they're believing, and that's not true. So we need to discuss that. Believing is not the same as knowing. Remember, believing is secondhand knowledge, where knowing is firsthand experience. So when you, when your action comes from what a level of belief, there is fear, doubt, restlessness, and behind such action. We need to discuss that. When I say discuss, I mean scripturally, okay? So what comes first, belief or knowledge? It's what we're going to have to, I don't want to use the word debate, I want to use the word discuss. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can say truth is a condition of knowledge. That is, if a belief is not true, it cannot consist of the knowledge that we're talking about. Accordingly, it is there no such thing as truth, then there can be no such thing as knowledge. So everybody acquired some knowledge from somewhere in order to believe. You got some knowledge from somewhere, so once
mm-hmm.
you get that, then yeah, knowing, because that's what it is. Knowledge is knowing. Simply means you either experience that, and we're going to talk about the way you gain knowledge. You know, knowledge is not us, automatic. Some knowledge has to come through experience.
Mm-hmm.
Some knowledge has to come through seeing. So you get all kind of knowledge. Matter of fact, when I think about it, if some knowledge comes through the five senses, Mm-hmm. So you can Amen. Believe that if it's hot, it's hot. Because you got the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So inside of the state, I know that's hot because I've seen the stove turn red and I some kind of way touched it. That's hot. So I'm knowing that's hot.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
We got that truth. That's a truth there. Truth
mm-hmm.
is a of knowledge. We have that truth to know the difference. So it is with the Word of God, brothers and sisters. And I know last week we talked about we were going to deal with some just basic biblical definition of believing. And we're going to deal with that, okay? Because to place one's trust in God's trust, it's what we
mm-hmm.
believe.
Yes.
We get our salvation. That's how. And I don't know, that may end up being first thing we discuss. But you got all this knowledge, but you don't believe. When you have truth, you ought to be able to be a believer. See, because a believer, one who've accepted, that's what we have. We accepted what God did in the man Christ Jesus, even though it was secondhand knowledge. But we accepted, and that's what's going to
mm-hmm.
give us eternal life. Knowing
yeah.
will give you eternal life. Nobody that I know of personally, maybe y'all can help me out, that knows something about eternal life, been there, done that. That's why you come up with atheists, because they don't believe, because they only believe what they have experienced.
Mm.
God requires right. us to believe without seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
God requires us to operate in faith, trust and
yeah.
believing what the Word of God says. That's what God requires of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when Minister Robertson made the statement, I just think that's awesome.
Yeah,
knowing.
Yeah.
You need to know this stuff. How you going to believe in something and you don't know about it? How you going
right.
to believe in something unless you know about God? Somebody has
mm-hmm.
to teach you about God.
Yeah, yeah.
I want y'all to
Say
get
that.
This, man. You know, knowing is, I'm going to tell you, that's essential. Because it's how you get to know. What is knowing? How did you
mm-hmm.
get there?
Yes.
Once you knowing a thing, then you can believe it. If you
That's
don't know
right.
it, then it's hard to believe it. Unless,
mm-hmm.
unless someone teach you. And
yeah.
how can someone teach you? Without, you know what the Bible said over there in 2 Thessalonians 2:13? But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chose you to salvation through sanctification and the spirit and belief of truth. You believe truth. You can believe what you want to believe, and you can practice what you want to practice, knowing or not knowing. But if you know a thing, then you determine
mm-hmm.
how you need. Did you know it through experience? Did you know what somebody told you that is a secondhand knowledge? How do you know that? So that's what we want to talk about this week as well. And we're going to talk about the belief, or I should say faith. Well, what's the difference between belief in God and in faith? Because that ought to be a good question. You want to always
mm-hmm.
operate because that becomes your substance. That's what you're depending on is your faith, what you're trusting in. But you can never get to the truth or the knowledge unless you trust in something. So do you trust that to be true or not? See, so we're going to talk about that. Now, these are things that we're going to make mention of this week. And here's the most important thing. How does, or not most, one of the most important things, how does belief become knowledge? Because knowledge is when you know in it. So how does
okay.
belief become knowledge? So we want to tackle that a little bit this week. because belief, and I guess I can only say it, belief had been discussed according to their degree of certainty. In other words, it can be distinguished between, even though we discussed it, but it has to be distinguished between their degree of certainty. Let me submit to you today, belief becomes from knowledge. See, that's why you want to know. Where knowledge comes from is knowing. So belief becomes from knowledge. Only when the truth of a proposition becomes evident to believe. Belief in someone or something is basically different from belief that is a position is true. Let me tell you what I'm talking about so everybody understands. Belief has to become knowledge. You don't want to believe that that chair going to hold you if you don't have enough knowledge. So when somebody explained to you, hey, man, we're going to put extra screws in this chair, I know you know it's a chair that you can believe and going to sit in it. Because a lot of folks, they have the knowledge, but they don't have the belief. So that's the thing that we're going to talk about this week as well, okay? So we got all these things to cover. And then again, I thank God enough for all of you guys. Like I said, Minister Robinson surprised me with one. He came up in here, stayed there with my whole surgery and my daughter. So I'm just really grateful today. This is the time. Somebody have something to say. You press one. We see, I'm not sure who this is, but they called in private line. So you're on, whoever you are.
Hello, my name's Harry. My name's Harry, and just God bless you.
Good morning, Harry.
Could I ask for a prayer, please, for my sweet brother?
For your sweet brother?
Yes, I'd like to get a prayer for my brother William. We've been having family problems, and I'd like to see us getting along again.
We got you. Father God, we bind up anything that's causing confusion with this young man. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We said these things go back to the pits of hell, anything that's causing problems. And Father God, we just believe right now that this brother is going to have a renewed mind, a refreshed mind, and he's going to have a mind on you, Father God. And the things that he knows is going to come his way through knowing, through knowledge. Same thing Minister Robinson was talking about, that he'll get to know some stuff so he can move from that place to the next place. I thank you for it, Father God, that you're going to show him, give him what he needs to know. And Father God, I put this stuff before you right now in the name of Jesus, that this brother, clarity, he will have clarity and in knowing. So give him something to believe. So he will know, Father God, which way to go.
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Yes.
Pastor, you have a final word.
Amen. Praise God. This lesson is just beautiful on belief. And I had looked up something yesterday, and you brought it right out today. It said, belief is secondhand to knowledge. Knowing is you have the knowledge. When you have the knowledge of God, you can believe. Amen.
Amen.
I said, all right, Pastor.
Yeah, and see, you get the secondhand knowledge to get the firsthand knowledge. Now, a lot of people won't tell you that, but we will discuss that. Most things you got it secondhand, then it became firsthand for you because then you learned it. And once you learned it, you knew it. So how did you go by knowing it? See, that's the key. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Anybody else? Anybody else? And that's probably the first thing we talk about tomorrow anyway, is knowing. Because you want to know. Without a doubt, you want to know. So to know, you got to gain knowledge. Because knowing means that you possess knowledge. If you don't know, you don't possess that knowledge. So knowing means that you possess knowledge. That's what knowing is.
Yeah.
So you need to know how to get there. And you don't want to get any kind of knowledge. You want to get true. You want to get true knowledge. Listen, brothers and sisters, how long have we suffered with lies? It wasn't true knowledge. Santa Claus coming down on a chimney. That wasn't true knowledge.
Amen.
You know, then you come to find out everybody didn't have a chimney. See? Everybody didn't have a chimney. So you can't base things on that. We need true knowledge. I'm an advocate of truth, and that's what I want. They used to have them on this bench in a church building. But that it was knowledge, but it was true knowledge. No, it was unnecessary knowledge. People being religious. And I found out that a lot of people, they're just religious, and they got religious knowledge. Don't have true knowledge. They were even a cross with a man on it than believe in an empty grave.
Have mercy, Lord.
That's some people had, I know. But let me tell you what, you better believe that he was risen.
Yeah.
And he ain't there no more. And the cross means he suffered. But if you want to have this salvation I'm talking about, you're going to have to believe that he got out of an empty grave. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the word again at noon. Thanks again, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Tomorrow for the word.